Sam Todd. Number 14, Wyatt Cottrell. Number 50, Case McClure. Number 24, Lane Johnson. And number 21, that is Levi Johnson. And this Case McClure, big kid, looks like a football player. He ought to be going to school at Thayer where they got football. That's a big young man right there. And for the Alton Comets, who got here by win of a win over Kabul yesterday, 64-39. It'll be the same lineup we've seen all year long with the 7-2 Alton Comets. It'll be Chandler Cisco, Brandon DeWolf, Christian Orr, Jacob Smith, and Ryland Steele. Of course, big days for Cisco, DeWolf, and Orr yesterday. DeWolf led the Comets in scoring yesterday, and he had, what do you have? He had 17 in the ball game. Cisco with 13, which is well below his average. Ryland Steele with double figures yesterday. He had 13 and 9 for Christian Orr. And we are ready to go. And the tip is up and controlled by the Alton Comets. Got it to Brandon DeWolf. And he'll back it out, and the Comets will get into the half-court offense. Plato going to open here in a zone defense. Alton shooting over the top. Chandler Cisco pulls up and scores off the left wing. I mean, that quick. And here's Thayer with that, or Alton with that full-court pressure. The 2-2-1 zone, and Plato goes over the top and gets the ball into the front court. Number 21 with it. That is Levi Johnson moving off the screen out top. Fires the three. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Cisco. Here come the Comets. Alton will push it up to DeWolf. On the right side wing, gets it back out front to Ryland Steele. Ryland moves into the free throw circle, gives it out to Cisco, down low to Smith, to Steele, cutting down the lane for the lay-in. Oh, my. Alton Comets have come out red hot in this one, and they lead it 4-0 early. We got to travel here. Number 14, Wyatt Cottrell, travels with the basketball. He tried to make a move, and the Alton Comets have come out and have upped the intensity level in this one. They were a little bit flat opening the game yesterday, but they are really, really come out hard here. It's just Cisco off the inbound, a little turnaround jumper, no good. Christian Orr goes up for the rebound, kicks it back out to Cisco. Chandler back in the corner for DeWolf for three, and it's good. Brandon DeWolf hits a three out of the corner. And the Alton Comets out to an early 7-0 lead. Plato working in the backcourt against the press. Got the ball up into the front court to Johnson. Johnson powers it up and in. Big kid, number 24, Lane Johnson. Just a power move. Get that one in off the left side of the glass. Alton back the other way in a hurry. Got the ball in the lane to DeWolf. DeWolf gives it back to Jacob Smith. Back to DeWolf. He'll fire another three. It's good! Brandon DeWolf. 2-for-2 from the three-point line. Thayer Bobcats out, or Alton Comets out to a 10-2 lead. In the first minute, 40 seconds. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Well, the Alton Comets have come out on fire here in the first minute, 40 seconds. They scored 10 points already, and they lead Plato 10-2. Comets playing at a very fast pace here against the Plato Eagles. They want to wear them down. They've only got, well, six players on their bench, but they did not have a substitute in the game yesterday, their win over Liberty. Here's a long shot off the press break, and the shot is no good for Cottrell. Alton down the rebound. Here comes Jacob Smith. Quick up the floor. Swings it over to DeWolf. DeWolf out near the sideline. Gives it to Steele, back to DeWolf. Long three-pointer is no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Plato Eagles. It'll be Alton. No, it'll be Plato ball. I'm sorry, Plato will trigger it in. Got it into Cottrell. Cottrell brings up across the timeline, dribbles through a double team, going all the way to the bucket. A little wraparound pass is going to go out of bounds, intended for Case McClure, and McClure didn't see it coming. So Alton will get it back after the Plato turnover with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Alton leading 10-2. Comets work it to the right side to DeWolf. DeWolf back over to Chandler Cisco. He'll fire a three. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Plato. And then we get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Alton. That'll be on Christian Orr down there playing defense in the full court. Tried to take it away from Levi Johnson and got him on the arm. Well, first foul of the game goes on Christian Orr of the Alton Comets, and Alton again with that 2-2-1 full court press. Plato's got to hurry, and the inbound pass is stolen by DeWolf. Tried to square up a three. Defense jumped out on him. He'll give it to Jacob Smith. Jacob into the lane. Travel with the basketball. Yep. Jacob tried to make a jump stop. Shuffled the feet. Didn't get them both down at the same time. So Alton will turn it over to Plato. They get it right back. Inbound it to Johnson. Johnson, that is Lane Johnson. I'm sorry, that is Levi Johnson. Brings up the floor as it poked away and out of bounds right in front of the Alton bench. Alton being very aggressive here in the early going, both defensively and offensively. Comets playing a little zone defense. Plato will inbound it into the backcourt. Cottrell's got it. Comets looking to trap him when he comes across the timeline. Made him give it up. Almost threw it away. Ball is controlled by Plato. Johnson going into the lane. Pulls up with a short jumper. Volleyed up and around. No good. We get a held ball on the rebound, and the possession will belong to the Plato Eagles. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Alton up 10-2 over Plato. Inbound play for the Eagles goes to the corner for Cottrell. His shot is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. We're going to get a foul called. As there was a scramble after the loose ball. It'll be a push on number 35, Ryland Steele of the Alton Comets. And they'll get the ball back to Plato. They'll inbound it down under the bucket, just to the right side of the glass with 4:54 to go in the first quarter. Johnson looking to trigger it in, bounces it in to McClure. McClure powers up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Johnson, Lance Johnson. He puts it back up and in. I'm sorry, Lane Johnson. And he's got his second bucket of the game, second bucket for Plato. Alton with it. Chandler Sisco, top of the key, swings the left side down to the corner to Smith. Smith with a long two-point shot, and it's good. Smith hits a long two. The three-point line in high school basketball is 19 feet, 9 inches. That shot was from about 19 feet, 6 inches. Here comes Sisco with a steal for Alton. Dumps it down inside to Smith for the lay-in. Alton with another steal in the full court pressure and an easy bucket. And a nice feed from Chandler Sisco down to Jacob Smith for his second bucket of the first quarter. And Alton leads it now 14-4. Plato with it. Got it down inside for Todd. Todd working it to the lane. Has got it stolen by DeWolf. DeWolf will drive for the layup, and it's good. Brandon DeWolf, 8 first quarter points. 8 of the 16 for Alton. And here comes Plato with it again. Number 21, Johnson, feeds it up the court. Got it to Cottrell. Cross court on the left side wing. Now bounce one now to Johnson. As Lane Johnson powers it down the lane. Shot blocked by Orr. Comets off on the run. DeWolf will lay it up to Sisco for the jam. Oh, my. He banked it off the backboard, and Sisco went up and slammed it home. Oh, that's pretty. Chandler with his second bucket of the night, and he got a steal on the other end. Sisco all the way to the rack, lays it up off the window and in. Chandler Sisco now with 6. You talk about a highlight shot. 20-4, Alton out to the lead with 3:15 to go in the first quarter, and Plato wants a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Well, the whole gym is still buzzing about that jam by Chandler Sisco. Sisco and DeWolf off on the break. DeWolf just bounced it up off the backboard, and Sisco went up, grabbed it with two hands, and, I mean, he jammed it back in for the 2 points. Alton now with a 20-4 lead in the first quarter. 3:06 to go. Plato working on a perimeter. Got the ball to the high post for Johnson. Johnson down the left side. Shot is no good. And a rebound control by Alton. Here come the Comets. By the way, Comets making a substitution. Jacob Smith came in during the break. And Corey Miller in for Alton. Landon Huckabee also in the game. Alton with it. There's a travel on DeWolf. Comets getting the offense set. DeWolf looking to attack the basket. He left before he got the dribble down. So a travel call. Alton will turn it over. So it's Sisco, Steele, DeWolf, Huckabee, and Miller in the game right now for Alton. And still that full court pressure. Plato goes over the top of it, powering it down inside. Got it to McClure, who puts it up and in off the window. First 2 points tonight for Case McClure. And the Plato Eagles get back to within 14 with that bucket. Alton in complete control. Got it to Cisco. Cisco to DeWolf, who tried to bounce it to Landon Huckabee, cutting down the baseline just a little bit too far in front. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Plato. And again, Alton in the 2-2-1. Full court press. There, Bobcat coaches across the way, looking over that press and saying, how are we going to handle this tomorrow if Alton hangs on for the win? Plato with a basketball. They get it to Johnson. Lane Johnson down the lane. Shoots too strong. Rebound tipped out. And we're going to get a held ball. And it's going to be Alton Comet basketball on the alternating possession. And I think technically probably should have been a traveling call on Plato because of a dual possession. Two Plato players had it wrapped up, and Ryland Steele was in there with them. Ryland brings it up across the timeline for Alton, bounces it right side to DeWolf. DeWolf going to Chandler Cisco just outside the lane. Pull-up jumper is good. The All-Staters got 8 in the first quarter. DeWolf has got 8, and Alton off to a 22-6 lead over Plato. Plato with it, got it to Cottrell, top of the key, 3-point shot is good. Kick and shoot it if you give him an opportunity. He was one of the ones that shot the lights out last night as Plato defeated the Liberty Eagles. Alton with it, down under a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Comets working on the perimeter. DeWolf top of the key, looking inside, nobody open. Now they'll dump it down to Huckabee, driving the baseline, little scoop shot. He's going to be fouled. They're going to call it on the floor before the shot. Foul will be on McClure, number 50. Case McClure will be his first of the game. Non-shooting foul, and the Comets will inbound down under the bucket with a minute 22 to go in the first quarter. Here's the inbound play to Cisco. Point-blank range. He left it a little bit short. Cisco misses a short jumper, and Plato clears the boards. Levi Johnson brings up across the timeline. Feeds it now to Lane Johnson. Back down in the corner to Levi Johnson. Number 21, he pounces inside to Lane Johnson. His shot is blocked by Cisco, and Cisco's going to be called for a foul. Chandler shakes his head, said he didn't think so. Chandler Cisco calls the foul. That is team foul number 3 on Alton here in the first quarter. And foul number 1 on Chandler Cisco. Going to the free throw line to shoot 2, Lane Johnson has scored 4 points in the ballgame. And with a minute 2 to go, trying to get his team a little closer here. First free throw is up and good. Johnson with 5 to lead Plato. 5 of their 10. Here's McClure out of the game. Number 23 checks in for the Plato Eagles. That is Shea Todd. So Shea Todd checks in for Plato. Second free throw is no good. The rebound controlled by Chandler Cisco for the Comets. Alton weaving it up the floor. Got it to Cisco with a 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Alton working it in the lane. Got it to Ryland Steele. Ryland back outside. Cisco for 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound saved from out of bounds, but it goes to Plato. And the Eagles now have a chance to get another bucket here before the break. Cottrell's got it way out front. Swings it on the right side for Lane Johnson, or Levi Johnson, number 21. He'll kick it back over to Cottrell. Cottrell, long shot off the front rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Alton. Here they come. Chandler Cisco stops and pops from 10 feet. That's good. Cisco in double figures with 10 in the first quarter. We're down to 19 seconds to play. Alton out to a 24-10 lead over Plato. Eagles handle the ball out front, swinging on the left side to Todd. Todd swings it back around, now back over to Cottrell. Cottrell back over to Levi Johnson. Levi out front to Cottrell, and Plato don't get the shot off before the first quarter buzzer. And that's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, 24-10. Alton Comets with a lead over the Plato Eagles. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We're back here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, where the hospitality room has been really good again today. They always do a great job over there. Ladies, thank you very much. Our ball game, we're heading into the second quarter. Alton with a 14-point lead over the Plato Eagles, 24-10. Plato will open the quarter with the basketball, and there goes Cottrell. Nice penetration move, dumps it down low to McClure. He scores and gets fouled on the play. Foul will be either Cisco or Orr. It's going to be on Christian Orr. That'll be the second on Christian tonight. Don't count this Plato bunch out. They can flat shoot the basketball. If they get on a roll, they can make up that 12-point deficit. Here's a free throw up and good for McClure. 5 points now for Case McClure. So the other teams, matter of fact, Norwood Pirates making their way into the gymnasium here. Alton Comets with a basketball. By the way, Marcus Cockrum has checked in for Alton. Here's DeWolf with it on the right side wing. Got it down on the baseline to Orr. Orr swings it outside. Now to Jacob Smith at the free throw line. Spins in the lane. Short jumper is good. Jacob Smith, 6 points here in the first half for Alton. Good to see Jacob getting in on the scoring tonight. Here comes Plato with the basketball. They run it down the floor. Bad pass in the lane. Stolen. Comets with a two-on-two. Cisco to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is good. Chandler Cisco feeling it tonight. He's got 12 in the game. He had 13 in the game last night. He's almost there already. We still got 7 minutes to go in the first half. Cottrell with it for Plato. Works it outside the free throw circle. Swings it on the left side of the floor to Levi Johnson. Gets it right back. Steps in the lane. Dumps it down inside. Nice move. Case McClure with an easy lay-in. Well, that's a nice move right there by Cottrell, being unselfish and shuffling that ball down low to McClure for the bucket. Plato back to within 13. Alton with it. Chandler Cisco, baseline jumper's good again. Cisco off the right side is just absolutely red hot. He's got 14. Comet still at little 2-2-1. Here's almost a steal by Brandon DeWolf. Got a hand on that pass. Substitution now for Plato. Number 23, Shea Todd, checks out. And number 3 back in there, that is Graham Todd. Would assume they are brothers. Graham Todd with it. Swings it cross court to Levi Johnson. Levi Johnson looking to go into the lane. Ball stolen by DeWolf. Comets off on a break. Got it to Cisco. Little semi-break. Cisco going to the left side of the lane. Kicked it down to Jacob Smith on the baseline. He dumped it inside to Christian Orr for the layup. Christian Orr with his first 2 points tonight. That was great ball movement by this Alton Comet offensive unit. That was pretty. Here's Plato down the other end. Cottrell penetrates into the lane. Gets up a shot, no good, and the rebound, Alton, and then they threw it away. Christian Orr, a little underhanded pass there, and Chandler Cisco didn't see it coming, couldn't hang on. Substitution for Plato, number 2, who had checked in a moment ago. That was Wilson, Colby Wilson, comes out of the game, and who checked back in, looks like number 24 back in there, Lane Johnson. And Alton making a substitution. Brandon DeWolf comes out. Ryland Steele checks in. Now Corey Miller checking in, and Christian Orr will check out. Plato with the basketball. They swing it cross court to Levi Johnson. Johnson going to the free throw line. Now backs it back outside the circle. Gives it over to Cottrell. Cottrell to Johnson. Johnson with it at the free throw line. Kicks it back down in the right corner. Long shot is up for the Eagles. No good. And the rebound taken by Cockrum. Marcus Cockrum pushes it up. Got to Ryland Steele. Ryland going to the bucket. Has the ball poked away, and an offensive foul going to be called on Ryland Steele. Ryland got a little bit out of control there and picks up his second foul of the half. Going to be called for the charge. Second foul on Steele. So Steele and Orr both with two. Alton again in the full court. 2-2-1 zone press. Cottrell with it in the backcourt. Had it poked away by Cockrum, but gets it back. And now Cockrum steals it from it. He'll drive for the uncontested layup. Marcus Cockrum with 2 points off the Alton Comet bench. And now we get an inbound violation against Plato. Plato with the inline violation on the inbound. And it'll be Alton Comet ball with a 34-15 lead 5 minutes to go in the first half. Been all Alton Thomas tonight. Here's Cisco off the inbound. Move to the elbow. Gives it to Steele. Steele kicks it down the corner to Cockrum. Sets his feet for a three, and it's good! Marcus Cockrum off the bench. Now with five straight points for the Alton Comets. 4:50 to go in the first half. Plato breaks the full-court press and now has it taken away by Cisco. Cisco on a one-on-one trying to dribble drive around the defense, and the defense knocks it away and out of bounds. As nice defensive play there by Wyatt Cottrell. Poked that ball away because if Cisco got around him, he was going to dunk another one. He's already got one tonight. Comets on the inbound play. Got the ball in to Cockrum. Now to Cisco. Out on top, Jacob Smith will try a three. It's off the front rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Cisco. Back up, too hard, no good. Gets it right back, shoots it again. This one he makes. Yeah, you give Chandler Cisco two tries in a row, he's going to make one of them. He's got 16 points in the first half. And Alton out now to a 39-15 lead over the Plato Eagles. Plato works it inside, back outside to Cottrell. Long three-point shot, no good. Ryland Steele skies for the rebound. Got it out to Smith. Jacob going to the baseline. Wraparound pass. Got it inside to Corey Miller. He puts it up. No. Gets his own rebound. Can't follow it. And the rebound taken by Plato. Here come the Eagles on the break. Cottrell pulls up top of the key. Swings it on the right side for Johnson. Long three-point shot. No good. Levi Johnson, who hit several of those last night, has not hit one yet today. Plato having a little trouble finding the bottom of the net. Only 15 points. We've got 3:39 to go in the half. Here's Cockrum again for Alton with a three-pointer, and it's good. Marcus Cockrum. It's his second straight three-pointer. The Alton Comets now lead it 42-15. Plato with the basketball. Got it to the high post. Now the pass to the sideline. Stolen by Cisco. Cisco off on the break. The one-on-three challenges the defense. Shoots no good. Goes up, gets his own rebound. Back up with it again. That one's short. Rebound gets on the floor. There's a scramble for it. And Plato comes out there with the basketball. Nice play by Graham Todd. Got the ball up the floor to Levi Johnson. Down to the baseline. He has it taken away by Corey Miller. We get a held ball called. And the possession will belong to the Alton Comets. Brandon DeWolf and Landon Huckabee checking back in the game. Chandler Cisco checks out. And Jacob Smith out. So Alton with DeWolf, Miller, Cockrum, Steele, and Huckabee on the floor for the final 2:52 of the first half. Comets lead it by 27. Cockrum with it. Goes in the lane to DeWolf. DeWolf back outside to Cockrum. Marcus will take it to the top of the key. Feeds back to DeWolf. Making a move down inside. Pulls up with a short shot. No good. Rebound. Miller back up. Oh, he called for a travel. Miller got the offensive rebound and traveled with the basketball. So Plato will get it on the turnover. They get the ball up across the timeline. Alton still in that 2-2-1 zone. They play that all night long. Full court. Now they drop back in a 2-1-2. Plato playing over the top. Got it to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson swings it down to Cottrell in the corner. He bounces one down inside for Lane Johnson. Turns right, shoots no, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. Clock will stop with 2:12 to go. Foul is on number. Waiting for him to post it here. Foul on Corey Miller. That'll be his first of the game. And the first free throw is up and good for Lane Johnson. 6 points in the ballgame for Johnson. Substitution here for Plato. Cottrell comes off the floor. Number two will check back in. And that was Colby Wilson. Second free throw, no good. And rebound controlled by the Alton Comets. Comets coming on the break. Wing it up on the right side to DeWolf. He'll try a three-pointer. This off the back rim, no good. Rebound to Landon Huckabee. He can't follow it in. And the rebound taken by Plato. Alton, two chances to score there. Couldn't get the ball in the hole. Minute 52 to go in the first half. Plato with a basketball down, 42-16. There goes Johnson, trying to move off the screen. Comets cut him off. They'll give it down to Wilson in the corner. Back to Johnson at the free throw line. Down the middle of the lane. Short running one-hander is good. Number 21, that is Levi Johnson. First 2 points of the game for Levi. Lane Johnson has scored six. Alton with it. Ryland Steele moves to the elbow, passes it through the lane to Cockrum. Back to DeWolf. Penetrates in the lane. Puts up a shot, but gets fouled before he puts the shot up. And a foul will be on, I believe, McClure. Yeah, number 50, McClure, going to be called for the foul. And going to the line to shoot two, it'll be Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf opened the game on fire. Hit a pair of threes early. And hits a free throw here. He's got 9 points in the game now. Brandon DeWolf looking to go double figures here in the first half. The free throw is up and good. DeWolf with 10, and the Alton Comet lead is now 44-18. Played up. Got it across the timeline again. Levi Johnson, and on the spin move, he has the ball poked away. Comets have got it back. Here's DeWolf driving to the bucket. Can't score. Rebound Huckabee. He can't follow it in, and the rebound is going to be taken by Johnson for Plato. He gives it off to Wilson. Wilson going up the floor is going to get fouled by Landon Huckabee. Wilson, number two, going up the left sideline. Huckabee got a piece of it. Foul on Landon will be his first of the game. And more substitutions for Plato. Number 23, Shea Todd checks in. And number 14, Wyatt Cottrell back in. McClure and Levi Johnson come out. 58 seconds to play in the first half. Alton in complete control here, leading 44-18 over Plato. And first free throw is up. No good for Wilson. Rebound comes out long. Ryland Steele got it for Alton. Here come the Comets. Long pass up the floor to DeWolf. DeWolf slows it down, gives it back to Steele. Around now to Cockrum. Cockrum with 8 points off the Alton bench this afternoon. He gives the ball over to DeWolf on the left side wing. He'll fire a three, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around, controlled by the Plato Eagles. Here they come on the break. Cottrell up to the middle of the floor. Gives the ball down to the corner. Three-point shot is blocked. Loose ball picked up by the Alton Comets. Corey Miller got the block on the three. Here comes Ryland Steele down the other way. Leaves it to Huckabee trailing the play. And he'll give it over to the Comet guards. Cockrum will hold it. Now give it to DeWolf. He'll hand to Ryland Steele with 12 seconds to go in the first half. Alton's going to hold for the final shot. 44 first-half points for the Alton Comets. Here's DeWolf. Looking to make a little shake-and-bake move. Turns, fires a three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 44-18. Alton Comets lead the Plato Eagles here in the quarterfinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Laura McIntyre, Real Estate and Consumer Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back here at the Kabul High School. We get to the halftime. Alton Comets with the lead over the Plato Eagles, 44-18. Alton scoring 24 points in the first quarter and 20 in the second. And the Comets just opened up absolutely on fire tonight. and it seemed like they couldn't miss early, especially Brandon DeWolf, and he ends the first half with 10 points. Chandler Sisco with 16 in the first half for Alton, but the Comets getting balanced scoring tonight and getting some good scoring off the bench. We'll talk more about that. For the Plato Eagles, Comet defense has been stifling, and when they have had looks at the basket, they've rushed their shots a little bit and just haven't got them to go down. Only 18 points in the first half for the Plato Eagles, 10 in the first quarter and 8 in the second. And the Comets have forced a number of turnovers using that 2-2-1 full-court press here tonight against Plato. So it looks like it'll be an Alton Comet Thayer Bobcat matchup in the semifinals of the tournament. That'll be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock if the halftime score holds up here in this one, and one would think that it would. Two more games coming up here later tonight. Norwood plays Licking. That is the 6 o'clock start. And then the 7:30 start, Gainesville takes on Mansfield. And, you know, something we haven't talked about yet in this tournament, this is a Cabool Holiday tournament, and they have really hit a home run ball here tonight, or this tournament this year. They have two of the state's number one ranked teams in the state of Missouri. The Thayer Bobcats are ranked number one in Class 3, and the Norwood Pirates, who are out there taking some warm-ups right now, are ranked number one in Class 2. Of course, the Alton Comets also ranked number three in Class 2. They're in this tournament as well. So you got three state-ranked teams here in the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And that's why I think tomorrow night, if you can only make it out for one night of the tournament, tomorrow night might be your night, because it's going to be fantastic in the semifinals. And the championship will be a fantastic night to be here on Thursday as well. Again, it's halftime of our game. Alton Comets lead the Plato Eagles 44-18. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. It's halftime of our game, the Alton Comets with a comfortable 44-18 lead over the Plato Eagles. Let's check the first half scoring. First for Plato, they scored 10 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second. That adds their 18 that they've got. Case McClure leads the way. He's got 7 in the first half. 6 points for Lane Johnson, 3 for Wyatt Cottrell, and 2 for Levi Johnson. For the Alton Comets, are led by the All-Stater Chandler Sisco. He's got 16 in the game, 10 for Brandon DeWolf, 6 for Jacob Smith, 2 for Ryland Steele, and 8 off the bench for Marcus Cockrum, who has hit a pair of threes for the Alton Comets here in the first half. Again, your halftime score, 44-18. Alton halfway to the semifinals, where they would play the number one seeded Thayer Bobcats. That'll be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And again, two more games here in this tournament for tonight. The 6 o'clock tip, which you would think if things stay the way they are, it's going to be a little bit early. Norwood plays Licking. That's number two-seeded Norwood will take on the Licking Wildcats. And the Gainesville Bulldogs, the number three seed, coached by our good friend Mr. Jenkins, Morris Jenkins, will take on Mansfield in the finale tonight at 7:30. Just a couple of minutes away from getting this one started in the second half. 44-18, Alton Comets in command. We'll take a timeout, back with our second half in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Jeffrey Roberts, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
And we're back and underway here in the second half. Plato opens the half with a basketball, and they throw up an air ball. Rebounded by Ryland Sisko. And the Alton Comets have got the ball to start things here in the third quarter. 44-18, Comets with a lead. And they'll work on some clock here in this second half. Now they're going to lob one down inside. Sisko trying for the dunk. Didn't get it to go down. And then Orr rebounds it and gets fouled trying to go back up. Comets tried to run the alley-oop to Sisko. Couldn't quite make the connection. And then the foul's on number 21, Levi Johnson. And that will be his first foul of the game. And just the first team foul against Plato here in the second half. They've only been called for three fouls the entire game. Alton will inbound it. Got it in the corner to DeWolf. Off the non-shooting foul. They'll cross-court it to Jacob Smith. Smith down to the baseline. Pulls up with a jumper. No, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 14. That is Wyatt Cottrell. Challenging the jump shot of Jacob Smith. Smith a little bit bigger than Cottrell, and Cottrell got him on the arm. So Jacob going to the free throw line, looking to add to his six-point total here and get the first points of the second half of the first free throw. He is a little bit short. No good. He will shoot another. Number 25 for the Comets. By the way, wearing the whites tonight, the home whites. And the free throw is up. This one is good. So Jacob Smith with the first points of the second half, and the Alton Comet lead is now 25. At 45-18. I'm sorry, 27. Plato with a basketball, working on a perimeter. Got on the right side to Levi Johnson. Holds it high, out on the wing, bounces one out to Cottrell, top of the key. Cottrell going into the lane, kicks it back out to Johnson in the corner for three. That one's good. Levi Johnson, it's a three. And that is the second made three-pointer of the game for Plato. And they had a bunch of them last night. They can heat it up from out there. You give an opportunity. Alton with a basketball here. Kind of slowing it down a little bit in this third quarter with a big lead. Working on some offense here. A little motion against the zone defense of the Plato Eagles. Ryland Steele takes the ball out front. Working away from the defense. Working to the right side. Got it over there to DeWolf. Brandon on the wing. Wings it cross court. Ball almost stolen. Tipped into the backcourt by Todd. And Comets regain control. Jacob Smith off to Chandler Cisco. Now to Ryland Steele. Steele is it right back to Chandler Cisco. Commiss really working the clock here. We're down to 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Steele for three off the feed from Cisco. Shot is no good, and the ball goes up over the top of the backboard, and it'll be out of bounds. It'll be Play-Doh basketball down by 24, 45-21 is our score. You do the math. Play-Doh brings it across the timeline, got it across to Todd. Todd back out and in the corner to Johnson. Three-point ball partially blocked by DeWolf, and the rebound controlled by Christian Orr. Comets on the break. Steele to Cisco in the corner. Fakes the three, takes a step inside the defense, misses the 18-footer, and rebound controlled by the Play-Doh Eagles. Lane Johnson got it. Lane quick up the floor, got it to Todd. Todd around the horn to Cottrell. He'll let one fly. That one is good. So Play-Doh starting to heat up here, coming out of the gate in the third quarter. They've kept the lead back to 21. Alton has only scored 1 point in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter. DeWolf with the basketball. Outside, feeds it to Cisco. Down inside to Christian Orr. Ducks under the defense and scores. There's the bucket. Christian Orr now with 4 points in the game. Alton has actually scored six. I forgot Orr had scored another bucket earlier. So 6 points in the second half now for the Alton Comets. Leading by a bunch. Play-Doh with the basketball. They'll kick it right side to Johnson on the wing. Another three-pointer. Good! Levi Johnson. Excuse me, all of a sudden got 8 points in the game. And it's back to a 20-point ball game, 47-27. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. Coach Jared Kelly not happy with the way his team's opened the third quarter. 47-27, Alton Comets lead it by 20. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Well, the Alton Comets had a 26-point lead, actually 27-point lead at halftime. And Play-Doh has cut that back to 20. Alton on the offensive end, out of the timeout. Chandler Cisco with the ball on the right side, looking for the alley. Got it to Ryland Steele, pushes it down to Christian Orr. His shot from down in the blocks is no good. DeWolf down the rebound. He couldn't follow it up, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot two for the Alton Comets. Chandler. Brandon DeWolf, 10 points in the first half for Brandon. Has not scored yet here in the second. And free throw is up and good. Brandon DeWolf, now 11 points in the ballgame. Two Comets in double figures. Cockrum's got eight. Seven for Jacob Smith. And now the free throw is up. This one bounces over the front of the rim and good for Brandon DeWolf, the senior from Alton. He's got his 12th point of the night. And Alton up now by 22. Play-Doh with it, working around the perimeter of the zone defense. Levi Johnson with it on the right side. He'll bring it out on the dribble drive and hand it to Wyatt Cottrell. Cottrell going high post to Lane Johnson. Back to Cottrell for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound no good. And Chandler Cisco yanks down the rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets. DeWolf got it up to Christian Orr. Orr inside shoots and scores. Beautiful ball movement by the Alton Comets, and that's 6 points now for Christian Orr. All of them coming here in this quarter. Play-Doh with the basketball, working around the perimeter. Alton's run the lead back up to 24. Play-Doh with it. They'll dump it down inside. Ball's going to be stolen. One too many passes that time for Play-Doh. Comets got the steal. DeWolf running the floor. Got it down to Cisco. Fakes the baseline drive down the left side. Throws it cross court to Ryland Steele. Little jump pass inside for Orr, who scores again. Christian Orr with 8 points in the quarter. When the Comets get that inside game going, they are some kind of tough. That's why they were 7-2 coming into this game. Here's a gift to Play-Doh. Got us to the high post and back outside in the corner to Wilson. Wilson to Cottrell. Cottrell on the right side wing, challenging DeWolf. Can't get around him. Still on the dribble. Moves off a screen into the lane. Little running one-hander. It's no good. Rebound Chandler Cisco, and here come the Comets. Cisco up the floor to DeWolf. He'll lay it up and in off the left side. Brandon DeWolf, he's fun to watch in the open court. He is so smooth 14 on the night for DeWolf. And the Alton Comet lead is now 28-55-27. And Plato throws it away on the other end, trying to go down inside to Graham Todd. Threw it over his head, out of bounds. And Plato making a substitution. Number 21, Levi Johnson, coming out of the game. And who checked in? Looks like number 23. Yeah, Shea Todd checks in. Alton Comet's also making a substitution. Jacob Smith out of the ball game. Landon Huckabee is in. And Marcus Cockrum in for the Comets in place of Chandler Sisko. And Corey Miller is in place of Christian Orr. Oh, Orr's still out there. Who came out? Up. DeWolf is out. Alton with the ball running around the perimeter. Got it to Ryland Steele. Ryland with a nice move into the lane. Short jumper wouldn't go down. Christian Orr down the rebound. His follow is blocked. Huckabee with the rebound going back up, and he's going to get fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul on number 14, Wyatt Cottrell, will be his second of the ball game. And at the free throw line, number 24, Landon Huckabee. Landon played quite a bit in the first half, did not score, but he hits a free throw here. So Landon Huckabee on the scoreboard with his first point of the game. Makes it 56-27 with 2:17 to go. Second free throw is no good for Huckabee. And rebound off the Play-Doh. Here come the Eagles. Long pass up the floor. Got it to Todd. Shea Todd leads it outside to Wilson. Wilson back to Todd in the corner. He'll bounce one down low for Johnson. He turns and shoots and scores. Nice play, Lane Johnson. First bucket of the second half. He's got 8 in the game. Alton coming the other way with a minute 55 to go in the third. Comets are going to advance to the semifinals tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We'll have the game right here on K-Country 95 Radio. The Ecom Sports Network, Alton and Thayer in semifinal game number one tomorrow. Alton working the ball on the perimeter, trying to pass it inside down to Orr. Ball is poked away. Orr got it back. There's a save it from going out of bounds, and it's off the hands of Plato. It'll be Thayer or Alton Comet ball. Getting everybody all confused here. Number 50 checks in, Case McClure for Plato. Number 24, Lane Johnson comes out of the game. And the Alton Comets inbound the ball with a minute 30 to go. In the third quarter, 56-29, Alton with the lead. Comets working on the perimeter, got it to Corey Miller. Miller swings it around the horn, ends up in the hands of Ryland Steele. Now back out on top to Huckabee. Back over to Steele. Steele dumping it to Christian Orr, and he gets fouled. Fouled as he makes the catch by number 3. That is Graham Todd, will be his first. And it'll be team foul number 5 on the Plato Eagles. With a minute 12 to go in the third quarter. Alton will inbound it. Cockrum got it into Huckabee. Huckabee lays it up. No. Orr with a rebound. Trying to go back up and gets fouled. And Christian Orr going back to the free throw line for the Alton Comets. Fouls on number 50. That is McClure. That'll be foul number 3 on Case McClure. And Christian Orr at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Christian Orr, 9 points in the ballgame tonight. Christian was in double figures last night. He had actually, he was not in double figures. He had 9 last night. We'll look at hit double figures here. And free throw rolls off the rim, no good, with a minute 8 to go. Plato with the rebound. Minute 8 to go in the third quarter, by the way. Plato working the offense. He'll swing it down in the left corner. Got it there to Todd. Shea Todd trying to bounce it into the middle. Ball is stolen by the Alton Comets. Here they come. Ryland Steele to Cockrum. Cockrum inside to Orr. Christian trying to back down the defender. We're going to get a whistle, and a held ball is called. And the possession belongs to Alton. They'll inbound it down on the baseline with 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Alton looking for that 8th win of the year. Looks like they're going to get it here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament and move into the semifinals tomorrow night. And now we've got a little bit of perspiration on the basketball, looks like. They're going to try and wipe that up. Gives us time to say thanks to our Alton Comet supporters. Our boosters for Alton Comet basketball include Simpson's True Value in Alton and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. And thanks to Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, your agent in Alton, the West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, and Alton Auto Parts. And here the Comets on the inbound. Got the ball into Ryland Steele. Ryland making a move into the bucket. Lays up a little spinning one-hander. No good. And a rebound taken by Plato. Here come the Eagles. Cottrell up the right sideline. Backs it back out now at the three-point line. Trying to penetrate. Cockrum cuts him off. He'll lob the ball down inside. It's deflected and stolen by the Comet. Comet's on the break. Oh, trying to bounce pass up to Cockrum. Ball is stolen, but Miller gets it back for Alton, and he's going to be fouled as he goes in for the shot, and Corey Miller will go to the free throw line for the Alton Comets with 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Corey has not scored in the ball game. Comets have played eight consistently all night long. Corey Miller hits the free throw. So Miller on the board, and now all eight of the Comets that have played have scored in the game. And now the free throw is good for Corey Miller. And the Alton Comet lead is 30, 59 to 29. Plato with it. In the left wing, that was Todd with it. Swings it back outside to Cottrell. Cottrell going inside to the other Todd. Now on the right side, back out to Cottrell. He steps into a three. That one is short. Rebound taken by Corey Miller. Got it out to Cockrum. 1 second to go. Cockrum from midcourt. Oh, it almost went in. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 59-29. Alton Comets with the lead over the Plato Eagles. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back after the timeout set for our fourth quarter of action. We'll be under the turbo clock here as the Alton Comets have a 30-point lead over the Plato Eagles. Plato getting a couple of subs in the game. Number 20 has checked into the ball game. That is, trying to find him here on our Woodruff, Drew Woodruff. And a pass in lane is going to be deflected and picked up by the Alton Comets. So Woodruff into the game for Plato. Alton's got some subs in there, too. Alton swinging around the perimeter, got it to DeWolf, down inside to Corey Miller, turnaround jumper, no good, rebound taken by Plato. Number two with it, that is Wilson. Wilson pushes it up to Woodruff. Woodruff bounces it to Johnson at the high post, trying to kick it back outside. The ball is stolen by Corey Miller. Nice play by Miller on the defensive end. Alton with the basketball again. Swinging on the left side, Corey Miller on the wing. Outside to Cockrum. Skip pass goes to DeWolf. He'll fire a three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds in the corner. It will be, Plato basketball. I think Jacob Smith thought that was going to be Alton ball, or he would have grabbed it. He just let it go out of bounds. Under the turbo clock here, we're down under 7 minutes to go in the game. Alton leads it by 30. Plato working on the perimeter. Got it to Graham Todd. They'll swing it around the horn. Over to Shea Todd. Back out on top now. Back to Shea Todd on the wing. Looking down low. Bounced it down to Johnson. Johnson outside. Over to Graham Todd. Driving the baseline, ball poked away and picked up by Alton. Marcus Cockrum with a steal. Driving to the bucket, lays it up off the window and good. Marcus Cockrum in double figures tonight, the third Comet in double figures. And here comes Plato coming the other way. Long pass, almost intercepted. Pass almost intercepted to go out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. Alton, by the way, with number 40 checking into the ballgame. And looking to find out who that is. We do not have him. I think it's Caden Gabriel. Would that be right? He's number 44 in the program. Anyway, foul on Jacob Smith while we were talking. And Plato's got the ball back on the inbound. Got it down inside. Shot is up. Counting a foul. Number three. That is Graham Todd, his first bucket of the game. And he gets fouled by the Alton Comets. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot. Counting down to 5 minutes to play in the game. Right under the turbo clock. Foul, by the way, was on Corey Miller, his second. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Plato. Back up and in they go. Number 24, Lane Johnson. And Lane Johnson in double figures, the first Plato Eagle in double figures tonight. Here come the Comets with the basketball. Out on top. They give it. Holding it high. Here's a little backdoor cut by DeWolf. Oh, trying to bounce it down to Smith, and he goes out of bounds. Substitutions, Alton. Chandler Sisko checking back in the game. Brandon DeWolf is out. Jacob Smith is out. And Landon Huckabee will check in for Alton. Plato bringing it the other way. Got it to Todd on the right side. Todd outside to Wilson. Back to Todd. Going to the high post now. Ball poked away by the defense. Comets have got it. It's a 3-on-2. Corey Miller all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice run out on the floor by Corey Miller. He's got 4 points now in the game. And the Alton Comet lead is back to 30, 63-33. Plato with it. A little bounce pass is going to be stolen by the Alton Comets. Comets, as Plato tried a little bounce pass in the middle, took it away. Here's Chandler Sisko. Gives the ball down to Landon Huckabee in the corner. Landon out front to Marcus Cockrum. Back over to Miller. Miller back out to Huckabee on the right side wing. Out on top. Now on the right side to Miller. Miller bounces it to Cockrum. Down inside to Huckabee. Back outside to Sisko. Back to Cockrum. Squares up another three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around and out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Plato basketball with 4 minutes remaining in the ball game. Only thing we have left to decide here is what the exact final score will be. And the Alton Comets move into the semifinals of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. They'll play Thayer tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And we'll have it on K-Country 95 Radio. Hope you will join us for that one. It will be a war. Plato working on the perimeter here. Wing the ball out top to Wilson. Now on the left side and a bounce pass into the middle by Todd is stolen by Corey Miller. Got it out to Sisko. Sisko to the elbow. Elevates for the jumper and it's good. Sisko with his first point of the second half. Yeah, all done all this without Chandler Sisko in the second half. 18 now for Chandler to lead the Comets in scoring tonight. And we got a Alton Comet lost their shoe, now gets it back. And Cockrum almost with a steal. And Plato got it back on the left side wing. And now there is a steal by Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum driving to the bucket, lays it up and in. Marcus Cockrum with 12 points off the Alton Comet bench tonight. And three Comets in double figures. Sisko with 18, DeWolf with 14, and 12 for Marcus Cockrum. Here's Plato with it on the other end. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound comes off the rim hard. Marcus Cockrum got it for the Comets. They get it down to Sisko. Sisko driving the baseline. Pull-up jumper from 8 feet is no good. Rebound Corey Miller. He puts it back up. No. And just Sisko goes up and gets the rebound. And Chandler will bring it back out front. Alton will run some clock here. 2:25 to go in the ballgame. Alton Comets breezing to a victory here. Here's a nice cut in the middle by Miller. Takes the pass and couldn't complete the play. Ball is poked away by the Plato defense. Sisko out of the game as Christian Orr checks back in. More substitutions for Plato. Number four checks into the ballgame. And that is another player not listed in the program. And the Alton Comets have just scored, and I didn't see who it was that got it. I didn't see who scored the bucket. We're going to give it to Orr. That gives him 11. That'll be the fourth Comet in double figures. Plato with the basketball. Out front is number zero. Number zero is Cole Waters. Waters lobs it to the high post. Now passed down low is going to be deflected by the Comet defense and out of bounds. Number 20 also in there, Woodruff for Plato. Clock running with a minute 26 to go in the game. Plato inbounds the basketball. Got it into Shea Todd. Todd working around the defense. Nice move. Shot blocked by Christian Orr. Shot blocked by Orr. I believe that's his third of the night. Alton coming the other way. Landon Huckabee with it on the wing. Curls to the top of the key. Got it down to Orr. He takes it to the basket and scores. Christian Orr is mentioned in double figures now at 11. We know he hit that one. Well, that'll make it legit. A legit 11 now for Christian Orr. And here's Plato coming the other way. Zero. Waters taking the ball toward the lane and has it poked away from behind and out of bounds. Down to 45 seconds to go as Plato inbounds it down under their own bucket along the baseline. Number two, the trigger man, that is Wilson. Trying to force it inside. They got in there to Woodruff. He loses the handle. Loose ball picked up by Landon Huckabee, and the Comets will just play out the clock here. Marcus Cockrum with it in the backcourt. Brings it into the front court. Swings it over on the right side. Comets just going to play keep away here for the final 22 seconds. Got out to Landon Huckabee. Over to Corey Miller. Miller looking at Cockrum. Cockrum got it to him on the sideline. Back out front to Huckabee. 11 seconds to play. Huckabee turns away from the defense. Now penetrates a little bit. Kicked it down to Orr in the corner. Back outside. And the Comets are just holding it right there. There's your final. 70-33. The Alston Comets with a win over the Plateau Eagles. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to Kabul to wrap this one up in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back at the Kabul Holiday Tournament saying hi to Bowlegged Dave Westback. Out to enjoy a ball game tonight. He's here to, here watching Norwood, I understand. Watching the number one ranked Norwood Pirates. Son-in-law is one of the coaches there. Norwood and Licking, by the way, that'll be the next game here tonight at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. That'll be a good one. And then Gainesville-Mansfield to wrap it up at about 7:30 tonight. Here, the Alton Comets advance to the semifinals. They'll play Thayer tomorrow night at 6. This one was just all Alton from the outset. They led 24-10 at the end of a quarter, 44-18 as they outscored Plato 20-8 in the second quarter. And then they put it away in the third quarter, had 59-29, and go on to the 70-33 win. Comets led tonight by Chandler Sisko with 16 in the game, 14 for Brandon DeWolf, 11 for Christian Orr, 7 for Jacob Smith, 2 for Ryland Steele, 4 for Corey Miller, 1 for Landon Huckabee, and 12 from Marcus Cockrum. The Comets get 12, 16, 17 points off the bench tonight, and that is huge in high school basketball. For the Plato Eagles, they're led by Lane Johnson with 10, 8 for Levi Johnson, 6 for Wyatt Cottrell, 7 for Case McClure, and 2 for Graham Todd. So, we now know it'll be the Alton Comets and the Thayer Bobcats in one semifinal game. That'll be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have it for you right here on K-Country 95. Hope you've enjoyed our doubleheader of basketball. Congratulations to the Thayer Bobcats as they got the victory earlier tonight as they beat Viola 64-29. Alton County basketball tonight brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton, Paintmaster's Collision Repair in Alton, the Alton Bank, Fuel Express and the Alton Quick Connection, Alton Auto Parts, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, along with Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. For Mike back in the studio, I'm the Red Bone Mike Trace. Till next time, have a good time. Alton Comet Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.